Hey, it's party time, Mom. Welcome to another episode, a Monday episode of the Chad Prather Show. That's right. People are walking off their jobs, choosing to do it by just absolutely walking away from places like Southwest Airlines and all kind of fun stuff. Talk a little bit about that and my thoughts, because pretty interesting if you consider what's going on in the world today. I've got a lot of things I want to tell you, and also some news you could use to lose. These are some things we're going to get into today that you haven't been talking about all weekend long. But it's good to be with you guys. Hey, it's a big day for me because as many of you know, my book, Am I Crazy? The official release day is tomorrow, Tuesday. As you know, that is Monday's hangover, but it's a big day. Am I Crazy? An Unapologetic Patriot Takes on the Insanity of Today's Woke World. Get it to the bestseller list, folks. This is why I told you. You don't make money off of writing books, but what you do is you remind people that conservative voices can be heard, that they are important, and it's okay for us to poke a little fun at the system as it stands right now. A lot of folks, social media is an interesting shit show, right? It always has been. But one of the things I point out in that book is how social media has given us a sense of authority and a sense of expertise, whether we have either one or not, right? You've never waded into a conversation on social media without trying to sound like an authority or an expert, right? Nobody ever comes on there and just says, well, you know, I don't really know, but I think, you know, could possibly. Everybody, they're like, boom, they're just diehard on their opinions on there. And I'm the same way, right? I feel pretty strong. I don't give my opinion unless I feel like I could back it up. So anyway, it's interesting. You know, I've started blocking people, Chris and Mark. I've started blocking people. Typically, I don't do that unless it turns violent or somebody starts issuing threats or they really get abusive to other people. But I've started blocking ignorance. Like, if you want to engage me in a dialogue or a discussion, I am pretty available on social media when I see your comment threads. But when you accuse me of something and I say, okay, so tell me where I did this or that, and you don't come back with anything, and then I'm going to say, look, either give it to me or I'm going to have to, you know, because you're trolling at this point. You're trolling. And people say, well, so you're for censorship and for stopping free speech. No, I'm just for getting rid of ignorance on my personal Facebook page. It's not a media platform for me. It's not a publishing website or platform. It's just my personal Facebook page, just the same as yours, right? Mine just happens to be big on my personal page. I have a lot of people who actually follow that personal page. So I just don't want to engage in the stupidity. So I've just started engaging. If everybody's going to cancel us and everybody's going to censor us, I'm just going to start censoring them. That's the way it's going to work. If you want to keep engaging, like, you can disagree with me. And this is something I posted yesterday on social media. I don't know if you missed it or not, but if you can't be wrong sometimes, like being wrong or being incorrect, you have to have those things or else intellectual debate can't exist. Right, that's what debate is all about. You bring your idea to the table, somebody brings their idea to the table. You try to defend those things. And then you try to see, okay, who's right? Who's proving their point? Well, one of you is going to be incorrect, probably both of you on some points. But we can't do that anymore. We can't have an honest conversation. We can't have an opinion. Like, for instance, Chris, somebody came to me yesterday about this situation at the southern border talking about the Haitians. And one of the members of the Haitian Migrant Party was coming. That almost sounds like a political party. The Haitian Migrant Party spokesperson for the. But no, they said, we're coming and we're prepared for war. So I said on a Facebook post, I said, it's time to prepare militias. It's time to prepare the State Guard of Texas. Time to prepare citizens. Because if they say they're ready for war, are you? These are people who come from a very violent place. They understand violence. I don't know if you understand it or not. And that was the point I was trying to make. And of course, you had people who said I was trying to declare war on Haiti. No. No, we weren't. We're not looking for war with Haiti. I'm just saying there are Haitians who are coming to your house. And when they get here, they're not coming to sell you Girl Scout cookies. So that was my point. But, you know, hey, again, to the title of the book, Am I Crazy? Or is the rest of the world crazy? I don't know. There's so many things I want to get into today, not the least of which, check it out. I'm going to give you a quick little look. I'm going to pull the microphone away. Bam! FJB can stand for anything. Let's go, Brandon. Anything you want FJB to stand for, you can make it stand for that. But of course, you can get those at chadonblaze.com along with a few of our other select shirts. But before you peace out and we go to a break, I want to welcome back some friends of ours from Vincero Collective. If you missed the last show that they were on, they're the maker of premium watches, sunglasses, lifestyle accessories. You'll look successory with their accessories. Sharp style, quality craftsmanship, and fair price are what I love about Vincero, and I know you will too. Vincero has a collection and a look for every walk of life. If you find yourself in the office or out on the town, check out their Reserve Automatic, a refined classic, sure to stand out. Maybe you prefer to spend your time in the great outdoors. If so, check out their rugged Outrider, the perfect everyday carry accessory. You know, I'm a watchaholic. You know what you call a person who loves watches, Chris? It's called a horophile. A horophile, and I'm a horophile. Doesn't mean what you think it means. When I browsed their website, I knew the accessories would look amazing with any of my outfits, but it wasn't until I had their products in hand that I got a true understanding of the craftsmanship they commit to, and that's what I love most about Vincero. I know that online shopping can be frustrating. You don't know if it's going to fit. Will it really look like this? Will it be broken in a week? Let me tell you, a five-year guarantee, 365-day free return policy's got you covered. Vincero's here to elevate your look because they know that when you look good, you feel good. Do yourself a favor, check them out. I guarantee you'll find something you love. Don't settle for less than Vincero Collective. They've got the collection for every look, quality you can be proud of, and a price point you can feel good about. And to make you feel even better, as a thanks for our partnership, Vincero's offering 15% off to you listeners. That's V-I-N-C-E-R-O collective.com, Vincero.com, VinceroCollective.com. /WatchChad. Use code WatchChad at checkout. There's a whole lot of WatchChad in there. VinceroCollective.com/WatchChad. We'll be right back. All right, so I posted some things over the weekend talking about social media. Like I put a video on Facebook talking about the oil and gas industry in Texas. I also posted that video to TikTok. It was banned on TikTok for graphic language and suggestions of violence. Oh my gosh, dude. And then I did one yesterday. I'd kind of been to brunch. Kind of had a little tequila in my system.
Hello.
And I kind of wanted to talk about, you know, the great world we live in. Now the orange man is gone. So I posted that on Facebook. I think I put it on Instagram too. And a lot of people were like, blah, 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 you know how they do. I'm just like, you know, your life's not better just because Trump's gone. In fact, in many ways, our life is worse, right? Our freedoms are being denied. Our jobs are being lost. Our economy is being demolished. You can't even build a house without the prices of lumber skyrocketing through the roof. It's just nonsense. You can't eat in certain places. Your children have to be masked. You've gotten accustomed to a Zoom call. You can't interact with human beings. On and on and on it goes. Well, I'm proud of Southwest Airlines, not the company, but the people, the employees. You know, I've always looked at Southwest Airlines as being a company that is driven by their employees. In fact, they've prided themselves in that in a big, big way. And if I remember right, that's the employees of Southwest Airlines. They sort of have an ownership in the company. Yeah. And so, you know, having that type of commodity, they put their money where their mouth was, and you had the pilots that wouldn't fly and the air traffic controllers that did a walkout. And so I talked with several people on the phone who are stranded in certain places, and they're like, we are happy to be stranded. Southwest can't get us where we want to go, and we're okay with that because they took a stand against the mandates. It's not about taking a stand against the blah blah. It's the mandate of the blah blah. When you start making people do things that they don't want to do, especially when it comes to that's tyranny, folks. So Leland Vittert said airline sources on Twitter, mass sick out, FAA news. Let's see. Is it written in this thing right here? Let's see if I can find it. Let me see if I can see the thing. So they're in Jacksonville. They caused ripple effect and 1,000 plus flight cancellations, mostly affecting Southwest Air. That's they're protesting this thing, and that's pretty exciting stuff. This is where it starts. This is where it starts. I said this, civil disobedience. This is where it starts. And this isn't, that's not even civil disobedience. That's just saying, no, we're going to stand up for our rights, and we're going to walk out. We're willing to walk out on our own jobs if that's what it takes. And so, you know, thousands of people, they're left stranded, Americans all over the country. But there you go. They said it was weather issues. I looked at the satellites nationwide. And, of course, Southwest Airlines said ATC issues and disruptive weather have resulted in a volume of cancellations throughout the weekend.
How the company is so out of touch from its employee.
Yeah. Yeah. And how you have to spin it, right?
Yes.
Like, everything is a spin. Like for instance, I Facebooked this morning. I made a post about, well, actually, let me just read it to you. I thought it pretty profound, actually. I said the Biden quote mandate is just another farce relying on the media to make it a fact. No president can pass down laws or edicts. That's dictatorship. Remember, no law can violate informed consent when it comes to medical procedures or experiments. Biden issued what amounts to a press release, pushing employers to do what he's not capable of doing. Private employers don't have legislative authority. Thus, the firing of employees is illegal. They're liable. Sue them en masse. That's what you've got to do. And, of course, people said, well, what do I do? How am I going to have a job? Your life is more important than your job, folks. And taking a stand for your freedom, in my opinion, is more important than your job. And, yes, I understand that it's easy for me to sit here and talk to you through a microphone or through a camera and tell you to do these things. But I assure you, I am in the same boat in many, many ways. And I've been there before, and I have taken a stand, and it's cost me a lot. It's costing me a lot right now for some stands that I'm making. And, hey, remind you, we're going to be in Waco on Friday night at the Hippodrome. Lord willing, we'll be there. The show's at 7:30. Get your tickets at watchchad.com. Come hang out with us. That's one of the venues right now, at least right now. They don't require blah, blah mandates for you to be there. Not too many shows these days, Chris.
Where are the lawyers?
Well, that's what I was going to say. They're going to have lawsuits. They're going to have class action suits in mass. They're going to be massive. You'll be able to join them.
If I'm a lawyer right now, I'll be working with a PR firm.
Yep.
And I want my whatever I'm doing commercial to be literally I'm doing
right.
Press releases. Lawyers right now should be the number one job that is taking on everything. And if you're a lawyer and watching this program, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Get out there. Seriously.
And I say, I responded to somebody. Somebody said, I agree. Daughter's company is considering a mandate, but who has $10,000 retainer to sue? I said, all fired employees will be able to join a master civil lawsuit that has the possibility of bankrupting the corrupt employers who collaborate in breaking U.S. and international laws. And they are international laws as well, because it is a violation of the Nuremberg Code. And everybody wants to talk about blah, 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 nations to nations. It matters. It's going to happen. I've already hearing the rumblings and the rumors that it is happening, that these are the kind of things that are happening. And I say, good, good. Right here, my hat says it, freedom over fear. I've got another hat that says mandate freedom. Look, we're out there. We're helping people. That's one of the things we're doing. Like, we sell merch. People say, oh, you just want to sell this or that. We do, but we help people, actually. We're putting our money where our mouth is, and we're getting involved in some big, big ways. It's going to be interesting to see, folks, but I just remind you that your life is more important, your freedom is more important than your employment. It really is. And enough people suddenly just, you know, don't have some friends of ours over at the Texas Freedom Coalition. They actually have an event, and I'll look this up at the break and give you more details, but they have a walkout event that they're staging, I think, in a couple of days. And their first rally is at 5:30 in the afternoon. I said, why are y'all doing it after work hours? I said, do it right in the middle of work. But I'll get you the details on that in the DFW area if you want to be a part of that. But there's a lot you could do. There's a lot you could do. Listen, if all of us, I've said this about public education, if suddenly all of our kids were taken out of the public schools, it would make a statement. If suddenly none of us showed up for work, it would make a statement. Southwest Airlines, listen, they're a service. American Airlines, they're a service. We don't have to fly their airplanes. We don't have to. And you say, well, but what about I got to get to here? And I get that. It will not take long. It won't take long. I saw a thing, and I think I sent it to you guys on our group text this morning. The Southwest Airlines, they now have flights for like $59. That's what they came out with today, their ad on Facebook, $59 flights. I'd say they're starting to pander. It's starting to hit them in the bottom line. They're not going to make money selling $59 flights, but they're trying to get your attention.
And by the way, Spirit Airlines, that always gets made fun of because it's the worst airline to travel with because right. It's so cheap and so small. They just came out and said, we're not mandating any blah blahs.
There you go. So, I've always, and you know what, Chris, I've always defended Spirit Airlines.
Me too. I fly Spirit.
I know that they're going to charge you $5 for a bag of M&Ms, and if you ever
for
have
breathing.
To sit, if you sit in the emergency exit row and you have to take the door off in an emergency, they'll probably charge you $50 for that.
Yep.
But since you a 1099. But listen, I've always said, look, quiet airplanes, they got great engines on those things. Listen, point A to point B.
Yes.
We've gotten so spoiled rotten in all of this stuff.
And by the way, in 2021, it is no longer when you were flying in 1990 where you got a lasagna with a champagne bottle and the stewardess were wiping your face.
Yeah,
it's no longer
70s.
That. So guess what? I will be flying Spirit. For $50.
70s and 80s, you know, back when it was an event, man.
It was an event.
Back in the 60s, and, you know, the stewardesses, they called them stewardesses back then. I don't know if you remember that, but they used to call them stewardesses.
Yes.
Now that's offensive.
It is.
Now they're flight attendants. I liked when they were stewardesses. Stewardesses were a little sexy.
They'll bring you a pack of cigarette, light it up for you, and serve you like a massage with that, too.
Have a hot towel and a massage.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And, Chad, you travel a lot. When was the last time you had a meal in an aircraft?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know. Listen. So normally I fly 200,000 miles a year. This year I've flown 40,000. That ought to tell you. That ought to tell you. Because at the end of those miles, there's money. I don't fly unless there's money at the end of the trip, right? So that ought to tell you, that's a hit on me. I'm not going places. I found out that one of the venues, we're trying to get back into California to do shows again at the first of next year. And I found out that at least right now, one of the venues is they say it's temporarily, they are requiring vaccines. I mean, blah, blahs. And I said, well, I haven't seen anybody do anything 2 weeks to flatten the curve temporarily. So I got a feeling we may have to cancel those shows. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. And I'm in Tomball, Texas, Saturday. Me and the Texas legend Steve Helms, Ben McPherson, Ragamuffins are going to be at Concert in the Country. Concert in the Country is exactly that. We have a stage outside. There's going to be 3,000, 4,000 of our closest friends outdoors chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." We're going to be there. Jake Worthington's going to be there. Bonnie Bishop's going to be there. Pat Green's going to be there. We're going to have a big all-day concert. And then it's going to support veterans, right? So here's what I want to do. I'm willing to make a career change of just do outdoor venues for the rest of my life. You know, we'll roll a stage out there, set up a sound system. People come out there, and every show we do, we'll just make sure it's a benefit show. We'll support first responders, we'll support single moms, we'll support inner city kids, you name it. We'll support veterans. We'll do all the things that we're doing right now, sick kids. We raised a bunch of money for my buddy, the midget from Pritchett. Yeah, Jeff Sperrier, I don't know if you saw my post. I give a shout out to Jeff. He is the midget from Pritchett, Pritchett, Texas. And his vehicle, he's got a special SUV that he has to drive. The thing had broken down. He needed money to get the thing fixed. Well, you know, it's hard times. So I said, well, I'm going to donate. He said, can you help? And I said, I can do better than help. So we gave him all the proceeds from 2 hours of our online sales the other day. And people were like, why don't you just help him? Well, because we help people all day, every day, including our employees who like to eat and feed their families. Weird. But, you know, we can't just always give all of our proceeds away. And they were like, oh, 2 hours, talk about blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, he got way more in 2 hours than he needed. Trust me on that. So I remember, it's funny, years ago, Jeff, he said, man, I'm going to bring back my Midget from Pritchett t-shirts. Will you promote them? I said, no. I said, because I don't want to catch the flack. You know, he said, yeah, I catch a lot of heat, too, for using the word midget. He said, but I'm the midget. So little person from Pritchett doesn't quite have the same ring to it. Doesn't have the same ring to it. But no, I'm all for that. Like, let's just go out there and let's just help each other. People with a platform, people with convictions, let's just get out there and help each other. It's going to come back to that. You know, they're trying to destroy our sense of community. But what's going to happen is they're going to reinvigorate our sense of community, because we're going to stand together. We are going to stand together, because this isn't a left or right issue. Everybody keeps complaining. They're like, oh, you've turned into this right wing, hate filled, vitriolic, blah, 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 spewing all of this mean. No, I'm not. I'm really not. I'm just using common sense. It just sounds that way because I say it the way I do. I say it with conviction. And you people think I'm being mean to you. I'm not being mean to you. I'm just telling you, it's time to wake up. I mean, I hate admitting that Glenn Beck has been right for 30 freaking years. And here we are. People are like, we're not prepared. Oh, no, really? But you made fun of everybody on the radio and the TV that kept telling you to prepare. I know. God. Anyway, hey, you got that Ventura watch on one hand? Let me tell you what you put on the other hand, on the other arm. Because you've all experienced that horrible feeling, whether it's in the back seat of a car staring at your phone, or maybe one too many after a night out with your friends, or just the anxiety of a work day. You get that nausea, it can ruin a day, force you to change your plans, and in most severe cases, even make you unable to function. For those of you who can relate to what I'm saying, I got some good news for you. Relief Band. Relief Band is the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that's been clinically proven to quickly relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. The product's 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, and provides all-natural relief with zero side effects for as long as needed. How it works is Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to that part of the brain that controls nausea. Then it blocks the signal your brain is sending to your stomach telling you that you are sick. Relief Band has an exclusive offer just for our audience. If you go to reliefband.com, use promo code WATCHCHAD, you'll get 20% off plus free shipping and a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee. Nothing to lose. Reliefband.com. Use promo code WATCHCHAD. They give you 20% off plus free shipping. We'll be back if I don't walk off first. There's never enough time in this episode, in these shows, for me to get everything off my chest that I want to. Like, I keep telling them, I said, let's go ahead and do 5 days a week on this show. And then let's do a podcast on the weekend, like a long form audio only or whatever. I don't know. I just like to talk a lot. I told the executives, I said, just know there's a lot of talk left in me. But first of all, let me get something off my chest, okay, before we go any further. In the grand scheme of things, I typically find that it is best not to ascribe malice to fellow members of our semi-intelligent species, when a preposterous level of stupidity will do just fine. I do not automatically see those who seek to quell my particular point of view through the same jackass-colored glasses with which they generally look at me. In short, I do not walk out my door in search of such dragons to slay. It's merely that right now the air seems to be thick with them. Tyranny. All right, let's talk about it. We had Jeremy Story on the program last Thursday, right? And you heard him talk about how he got the shaft from his local school board because he tried to exercise his free speech in the prescribed manner. And what did he get for his troubles? Well, he got a night in jail. That's right. Every day, folks, you turn on the news and what do you hear? Tyranny, tyranny, and wait for it, more tyranny. Put more laconically, we're seeing a certain personality type beginning to coalesce more and more rapidly into an evil shape among the body politic of the United States. And if you're not terrified of the ramifications, it portends you should be. When the hardcore Freudian id of the true unvarnished leftist meets, buys drinks for, and makes sweet love to the bizarre glitch in our programming that yearns for endless expanding fractal spirals of bureaucracy bursting through the seams of the social fabric, it's time to say sayonara, everybody. We had a good run, but the country's done for. This insanity pulses through the veins of our culture like the kind of drug that keeps you dancing all night. It's ubiquitous throughout our multifarious institutions, from our schools to our medical world to the judicial realm that oversees all of them. Now, understand something. Mask mandates and mandatory blah-blah-conations aren't the root problem. They're just the dress the problem is wearing to the bar this week. The problem, folks, is tyranny. Deep, abiding, intransigent tyranny that worms its way beneath the skin of our collective reasoning and just festers in a madness-inducing rage that starts out slow but gradually achieves a breakneck pace as it nears its goals. It is as important now as it has ever been in the history of this country that you do not bend the knee to tyranny. Look, we're a peaceful people. I get that. We seek to maintain the freedom to live our lives in the manner we choose, not to win it back from those who have all but succeeded in taking it from us. Folks, don't bow and don't bend the knee to tyranny. They're trying to distract you with these cultural things that have become a religion to so many. And we fight to be subjugated almost with a religious fervor. Govern me harder, Daddy. Govern me harder, Daddy. Oh, you can call it critical race theory. You can call it a mandate. You can call it any of this nonsense. Give it all these names. But at the end of the day, it's still just tyranny. And I'm sick of it. Hey, speaking of putting things in your body, the new Superman revealed to be a bisexual. Yeah. Oh, God, I love DC Comics. Continuing the recent trend of comic book characters coming out as LGBTQ, Superman is now confirmed to be bisexual. And on the fight for global social issues, according to the DC team behind the character. Let me tell you something. If you stick something in my butt, my laser beam eyes are directly going off. Like, shoot, they're going off. I'm going to burn a hole in whatever's in front of me. It's just going to go down like that. Can you imagine doing butt stuff with Superman and he just decides to clench? Like, bro.
And by the way, I think this is perfect because today is National Coming Out Day.
Oh, it is?
Today is.
It's perfect then. It's perfect.
Yes.
I'm coming out.
Yes.
I'm going to come out because if everything's got to go woke in order to be successful, then I'm going to come out. I'm going to be something. I'm looking for a Superman. I need a hero. Holding out for a hero in the noon tonight. Gotta be strong and he's gotta be down and he's gotta be down on the pain. Oh, boy, 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 boy. I knew replacing Clark Kent with another straight white savior could be a real opportunity missed. I've always said everyone needs heroes and everyone deserves to see themselves in their heroes. Today, Superman, the strongest superhero on the planet, is coming out. Why? Why? Why?
And by the way,
I mean, I think it's like a rock star. Like, you've had so much sex that normal sex doesn't do it for you anymore.
So you need a challenge.
And you know, Superman's been hammering it down in his ice palace or whatever. And after a while, he's like, you know, Lois, this isn't doing it for me anymore.
I need to challenge myself.
Yeah, I need to really break the barriers here.
You know, and Mark brought a good point. Mark, if you could put that picture up there again. If the city is being attacked and this is the Superman protecting it, is he really going to go and battle?
Yeah.
Because that's not a very strong Superman.
Listen, bro, all I'm saying is I need my heroes to be less horny. Like, if you're going to be there for me, because they've proven that a man's IQ drops by 38% whenever he's sexually aroused. I need Superman to be accountable here. I need him operating on all Krypton cylinders. I guess we found his new kryptonite. It's the D. Nothing makes Superman weak in the knees like the D. Wow, man. You know what's better than that? Is there's this chick who sued Geico. Geico, the insurance company, right? She sued Geico because she got an STD during sex in a car covered by Geico. Missouri. Yep, she contracted a sexually transmitted disease from a man who had, the two had sex inside his car. It's covered by Geico. Now, what do you do? You call up and you're like, hey, I got the clap. Who's your coverage with? You with Travelers, Progressive? No, I'm with Geico. I save 15%. Oh, boy.
Or do you, after the naughty, do you go to the glove compartment and check for insurance to see just in case? Oh, Geico, Progressive?
Ooh. I say, hey, I gave you 100% of my syphilis, but I save 15% by switching to Geico. Oh, she's going to sue Geico.
Are we going to see this on the next commercial?
I don't think so. Apparently, he gave her his lizard. And I just love it if he had an Australian accent. It'd be funny. Oh, wow, dude. That's funny. Joel Osteen's megachurch shamed into returning $4.4 million in PPP loans. Joel Osteen, think what you want of Osteen. He buckled under pressure. Going to repay the $4.4 million. They were meant for small businesses. Yeah, in his defense, now, he doesn't take salary, as far as I know, from the church. He's done it from writing books, which, by the way, guys, listen, I promise if you buy my book, I won't come pastor your church. But the church's PPP payments came under scrutiny last December. Lakewood's, which is the nation's largest megachurch, it's got 368 full-time and part-time employees. That's a lot. They wanted to make sure that everybody stayed employed. You got to pay it back. Jesus forgives, but the federal government does not. That's a fact. So somebody call Superman. Oh, that's right. He's getting jiggy with Ron. What is wrong with people? I mean, like, okay, today we're going to draw the book gay. We're going to make the pictures gay today. All right. Who cares? My Lord. But it's so woke. It is so woke.
And again, just like the Playboy, what is
your
target market?
That's right.
Your target market is a bunch of nerds. And last time I checked, nerds like me and Mark
can't get laid.
Exactly.
I don't care if both of you are married. Am I crazy? Be right back. Now, as many of you know, I'm running in the Republican primary for governor of the state of Texas, 2022, praythrough2022.com. And the other day, somebody came at me who doesn't live in this state, and they said, well, you guys can't even control your gun violence. Didn't y'all just have a shooting that was there? And I said, well, it was a black-on-black crime. But again, nobody wants to talk about that. He said, well, shouldn't people be saying more about the shooting in Texas? Yeah, they should, but it was black-on-black, so it doesn't fit the narrative. But there's a lot that's interesting. It's not just black on black. There's a lot of interesting here because the kid who did it, when I say he's a kid, he's 18 years old. He got released. He got put out on bail. You won't believe this. They threw a party, a welcome home party for this kid. There he is at the party. They threw a welcome home party while one of his victims is still in a coma. So this was Arlington, Texas. He got on a $75,000 bond. And there's a lot I could say, but see, if I say it, you're going to say, oh, well, you're just a racist. You want the black kid to be. No, I don't have to say it. I'll let someone else say it for me. Play the tape.
Before we get into this, look at this high school. Look at this neighborhood. Look at my man in his Dodge Charger flexing on his social media. Timothy went to school, got in a fight, ended up shooting 4 people, 2 staff members, 2 students, leaving a student named Zach in critical condition. Timothy and Zach both black. Forget the backstory on why they was beefing and what happened. Let's talk about the parents, how they failed the community, and their kids. Y'all kids live in a nice neighborhood, go to a nice school, drive Dodge Chargers to school, but on social media flexing with pistols? Y'all ain't never set them down and humbled them on their blessings? Put them in their place? Either y'all unaware or act unaware of what they doing out here. Regardless, now this bad situation happened. Don't get on TV in the news trying to play victim, saying what he was and what could have happened. No, everybody a victim besides them two. Because y'all failed them. They out here portraying lifestyles that everybody I know trying to escape from. They don't even have to live. Y'all failed them.
That's right. For those of you listening by way of audio where podcasts are offered, that was a black man. That was the voice of a black man who was pointing out some specific truth that everyone needs to hear. But there you go. Everybody's the victim. Everybody's the victim. Boy, I love that TikTok. I can't post on it right now because, again, I talked about oil and gas in Texas, and apparently that was promoting violence.
And it's that I've been leaning to, because when you said it earlier, I forgot the question, but I remember now. Is it TikTok or is it your trolls?
I think it's the trolls who report my TikTok, right? That's the whole thing. Speaking of TikTok, let me feel guilty about something. You got another clip?
I do.
Play it.
No matter what I say, there's still going to be that person that celebrates Columbus today. You Trump supporters are all for Donald Trump building this wall, right? You want the immigrants banned so badly, but let me educate you. Illegal immigration started with Columbus, and here are the facts. Columbus came to their land, and he was not welcomed there. When he arrived, the indigenous Taino and Arawak people of Native America, they didn't kick him out. They didn't ban him. They didn't build a wall. They didn't say he didn't belong there. They welcomed him with open arms. They shared their resources and culture with him. All for what? For him to betray them, to murder them, to steal from them? You want to talk about looting during Black Lives Matter protests? He was one of the first looters. Not only did he steal their land, he stole their culture, and he forced his cultural practices on them. Christopher Columbus was never a hero. He was always a villain. Stop believing the lies.
I mean, the people of Hispaniola in 1492, let me tell you, they were stand-up citizens. They welcomed him with open arms. Come on in, Chris. We'll throw a feast for you. Little did they know that Chris Columbus had a sinister plan, unlike anything they could have imagined. Boom, boom, boom. He wanted to usurp their lifestyle. Dun, dun, dun. I mean, the level of hypocrisy with all of this stuff is so funny that here's a person who is using Western technology, Western culture, has embraced a very Western lifestyle to get a Western point of view across, but is going to criticize Christopher Columbus. Now, I'm not saying Christopher Columbus was some saint. I mean, that's not what I'm saying at all. But you have to interpret men in light of the times in which they lived, right? Just like I don't have to pay you reparations today for something somebody back in 1865 did, right? You don't interpret me in light of 1865 times. You interpret them in light of 1865. And likewise. But the problem is we forget those kind of things. Christopher Columbus didn't come to Hispaniola. He didn't come to the West Indies to make friends. I mean, like most of the people in the history of the human race, this idea of conquering other peoples and other lands and other territories in order to have more, it is sort of like, well, human nature, right? It's ugly, but it's real, and it's not new. And it's not you woke folk who have decided that you can now say, it should never happen. It should have never happened. It should never happen again. Well, I got news for you there, Spanky. It's going to happen again, because as long as people are people, and trust me, they are people, as we are seeing right now. there will be that desire for dominance, and there will be that desire for expansion, and there will be that desire. I mean, look at social media right now. Social media, every social media company, they want to take over. They want to be in charge. You didn't know what to do with your cell phone last Monday when Facebook went down for 8 hours. Because you don't know how to interact with human beings anymore. That's because social media has now conquered you. They've now taken, you've embraced their culture. You don't even know how to function anymore. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg, well, was he a modern day Christopher Columbus? He came into your home. He took over your rights. He took over your speech. He took over the things you used to do. And now he's totally changed the world and the culture around us. See how that works? That's just a 21st century example. It's the way it works, folks. Now you have big media, big tech, big courts, big education, all those things. The revisionists of history, they're doing all the same. Oh, but does it cost people's lives? Yes, it costs people's lives. 100% it does. So before you go off complaining about some guy that crossed the Atlantic Ocean to discover new lands and what atrocities he did, maybe realize that the atrocities are still going on today. That they're just under a different brand. And we're just doing them in a different way, and it makes it more palatable because they're feeding you the pablum and you're lapping it up, lapping it up, lapping it up. But I promise you, the end goal and the end result has very detrimental and deadly results and consequences. So get on there and pussyfoot around on TikTok and talk about this horrible guy named Christopher Columbus. But the thing about it is, without Christopher Columbus, well, you wouldn't be on Facebook or on YouTube watching this show. Weird how that works, ain't it? Boy, some ugly things have created our history, but we sure are enjoying the fruit of it today. Eh, sort of. Anyway, we'll be right back. I don't even know if this microphone is on. I don't know if anybody's watching this thing. Go to chadonblaze.com. Get your FJB shirt. And if you want to, let's go Brandon shirt, go to watchchad.com. While you're over there, listen, pick up a copy of the book. It comes out tomorrow. Tomorrow is the release. Anxious to see where we get to on the seller list. Let's make conservative voices matter and make them heard and remind people that we're still out here. Am I crazy? Get it where books are offered. Watchchad.com has a quick link for all of them. And, leave a rating and review where podcasts are offered. We got a 1-star review. What? We only accept 5 stars. A. Parker, 1978, Texan. Gross. Opinions parading as facts. Well, I don't know if you understand how podcasts work or television show or talk television. But see, we don't put proof text or footnotes at the end of the show so you can go verify it. That's the whole point. It's an opinion. O-P-I-N-I-O-N. But, chick with the cam. Homeschool, yes. I am a homeschool mom, and I will most definitely start incorporating your show into our curriculum. Such a great idea. That's what I'm talking about right here. Let me tell you something. Am I Crazy? We'll make a great book to add to your curriculum as well. Watchchad.com. And listen, all the topics you can talk about, different, all the different stuff, AOC, Kaepernick, the Super Bowl, you just all the crazy stuff, smelly women, the Gwyneth Paltrow candle, how it relates to culture and why those things matter. Get the book. It is your guide, common sense guide to the end of the world, folks. I'm going to arm you with common sense. So go get it. And I love you guys. Know that. God bless you. Mark, Chris, always a pleasure. Had a good time. I'm going to go see if I can get me an STD and sue Geico. I love y'all. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow night on Tuesday. See you then. Bye.